Yes. Whoa, team, it's good to gather. It's very good to gather. What a world, what a world. We here to, yes, oh, that's great. Oh, we like Florence Priscilla boogieing. It's good to see everybody. What a great team of accomplices here at this wild, wild time. So the new moon in Scorpio right behind us, November 13th at 4:27 a.m. 20 plus Scorpio, whose image is deserter from the military, heart no longer tolerating complicity with cruelty. We go, oh, let's waft that out. And so we're beginning with just a beautiful, beautiful, long, beautiful thing, which is it's the words of Maria Sabina, great medicine woman. So the lyrics to this song were written by Maria Sabina and Natalie Lafourcade. Wrote the music to her wonderful work. It has translation. You can read along, and it is absolutely beautiful. So here we go.
Endulza la mañana con aroma ojo aquel que lleva usted en la frente. Cúrate, mi niña, con amor del más bonito. Y recuerda siempre que tú eres la medicina. Cúrate, mi niña, con amor del más bonito. Y recuerda siempre que tú eres la medicina. Que se vuelvan polvo, que se vuelvan polvo todos los dolores. Que los queme el fuego, que los queme el fuego y vengan nuevas flores. Que se vuelvan polvo, que se vuelvan polvo todos los dolores. Que los queme el fuego, que los queme el fuego y vengan nuevas flores.
Welcome. Isn't that the most heart-meltingly beautiful weep with beauty and joy medicine words and song? It's like, I want to hang out with those people. Well, we are those people. That's really good. So this powerful time where there's too much that is hot, you know, we go to Venus. We do what we can. We employ our imaginations. We look to the, you know, many of you, I read your comments, you know, enrolling and stuff, super wonderful people, some longtime allies. We've got the dreaming tones working, some new allies, some people who know astrology, some people who know nothing about astrology, but we're creating an atmosphere where certainly ask about anything, you know, if I will always aspire, because I love this astrological language so much. It's so heartening, you know, it's the dream news. It is the dream news. But it's always useful. I aspire to translate into understandable English, but do feel free to raise your hand and go, what does that mean? Or what do we do with that? Or anything. So this atmosphere of, you know, truthful dynamic. So, it is so hot and reactive out there. And we know that tyranny feeds on conflict. And then so we're here with that beautiful music and wafting in blessings out into the world. And the metaphoric agility that we all are now bestowed by the fairy world. Let's say we're in the fairy world with a cloak of living ducks who have all volunteered, right? No duck slavery here, a cloak of living ducks so that it is protective solace, and anything tempting, luring us into hot reactivity just rolls right off like water on a duck's back. So we be calm weavers, agents of cool response in a hot reactive world. So the planets really back us up on this. We just had this powerful new moon, ooh, with that image, and to see that And I thought we would experiment with some bold seeing, you know. Remember, we're always aspiring to insource our Saturn, our authority. It's the part of us that defines things and makes vows and dedicates. So because it's authority, it's the part of all of us. Many of you know this, you can chant along, that we all tend most to outsource to incompetent leaders and dingbats. And we're looking at the betrayal of outsourced Saturn that has been, that always attacks community, you know, and creates the toxic mimic of community, which is the cult. So we're tracking patterns. And, you know, October 7th was the horrific, violent, terrifying slaughter in Israel. And I go, October 7th, I know that date. That's Putin's birthday. Putin likes to do stuff on his birthday. When Trump betrayed the Kurds, it was on October 7th. It was a birthday gift to Putin in this really kinky way. And it's like, oh. And we've spoken before about the irrefutable fact, it's just acknowledged everywhere, that the Israeli state created Hamas back in the 80s. I first heard this from Aaron's dad, whose birthday it is, right, Dr. John? Way back in the early 90s, but then it's just a fact, and Bibi talks about this and everything, which is that the Israeli government dragged the blind sheikh out of prison and funded him to create Hamas as a foil for Arafat. And Bibi, even quite recently, there's a YouTube, says, isn't this great? We get the Palestinians fighting each other, and we just want to keep that. That's why I keep funding Hamas. Up until minutes ago, right? So the deeper thing for our dream council is tyranny's addiction to having, and if necessary, creating an enemy. And this is the great betrayal that has visited upon so much life, the humans and the humans and their cats. I mean, I follow so much in Gaza. It's like, oh, you know, and have many Israeli friends and all of the complexity of that, you know, and Rabbi Irwin Keller and is a buddy of mine. He wrote the beautiful poem we send out, and he may be joining us at some point in one of the councils. And, you know, and at the Commonwealth gathering where I was at, and there were, you know, and his husband and Oren and Oren's brother and Oren's brother's stuff. And so they are all wonderful, you know, gay Israeli Jews, right? And they go, it's very challenging to be an Israeli Jew in progressive America, right? So we're here to transcend the prison, the spell that pits people against each other and that pits people against the earth. And remember the old saw, tyrants don't care if they're hated as long as the people don't love each other. And we go, tyrants don't care if they're hated as long as the people don't love the earth. We go, right. So this complicity. And then what we've been seeing and animating and wafting forth is the necessary miracles that the community of grief across borders, like, that acknowledges the betrayal of leadership. Now, these are necessary, impossible miracles. And when we look at the real politic, you know, it's challenging to speak of Biden, you know, because people are like, blah, 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 blah. But I just watched the incredibly useful Heather Cox Richardson. So wonderful, so wonderful. She puts out an essay every day. It is a guide to good citizenship. And she's so lucid. I posted it in our Dream News Council Facebook that I will be participating in more this time, and that it's all one thing, so all the Dream News people can be there. But she says, you know, all of the, you know, genocidal Biden stuff is all Russian bots, right? So this is, everything's weirdly, the warmongers, the tyrants, many warmongers fund both sides of things, right? So Putin's birthday, October 7th. We also know that the Wagner Group, Prigozhin's army, is training Hezbollah, right? So we go, oh, and then there's the, it's all of this complex, so here we are to do what we can to waft, you know, awakening and sane reverence. And then the things that I've been, you know, working on, you know, for with us all, really, about grievance is hatred, grief is love. And it's, you know, from Terry Pratchett's book, I Shall Wear Midnight, wonderful novel, the cunning man, the tyrant, the cunning man finds purchase in all whose hearts are full of grievance. And it's very tricky for all of us, Ho'oponopono, you know, to dissolve grievance. We can feel it even when it's forming, like, you know, it's like Neptune dissolves, solve e coagula, solve e coagula. So I'm going to bring up the chart just for fun. Again, you know, if astrology is like, what, just let it, well, everybody just let everything wash over you, you know, and with the Saturn intention that you'll absorb whatever it is you need. So, yeah. And then I want to put some charts up in the middle of the universe. Let me see if I can find all these things. Okay. So there's that. The crucial thing, you know, that the new moon, all this Scorpio action, right? So the sun has moved on. Mars, how do we honor Mars? How do we liberate Mars? It's specifically available. Mars wants to be liberated. Mars in its own sign of Scorpio, you know, creatively suspicious, deep delving detective. But the Sabian symbol for Mars is a person delivering a sermon on a mount. There's Maria Sabina's words, Sermon on a Mount. We remember that what comes to us is blessed are the meek, is blessed are those who soften emotional rigidity within their hearts, for they shall have all the power of nature. It's like, more than a thought. Look at all these guys here, the sun, Mars, Ceres, Demeter, dwarf planet, goddess of the earth, founder of the Eleusinian mysteries, recommends microdosing or music that puts one in an entheogenic state. Opposite Uranus, trickster genius, retrograde, you know. And so Mars wants to be liberated, and this is all back to kinship with the earth, kinship with the earth. And the thing about this new moon, there we go, is the new moon, you know, opposite Uranus. Uranus's image is a white dove flying over troubled waters, and we go, ooh, yeah. So we say we can't afford this horror, you know, of superstitious blood sacrifice to avoid participatory kinship with the earth. And James, whenever, oops, there, oops, didn't mean that, you can finish your dinner. At some point, esteemed colleague, James Folks, just will give us a little guiding to connect with earth and body. Is that good with you, James? Do you feel like is now good or later?
Now's a great time.
All right, that's a good time. Well, let me give it to you, because this is so, when just a little setup. Whoops, where'd you go? Can we spotlight James? No. Oh, there we go. That's great. Yeah, because James and I are ancient colleagues, just becoming acquainted again. But when you were over at my house yesterday, and before the new moon, I was like, I've got too much to do. I can't afford pleasure or anything useful or helpful. I've got, and that was very much like before. I don't know how you all felt, but before the new moon, and that night, I was like, oh, so much to do in Middle East, and and then it was really couldn't sleep, and then it was really right at the moment of the new moon that I was like, oh. And I went outside and saw Venus rising, and it's like, oh, it's changed. And then James, you came over and just did this very like, remember our bodies and grounding and the earth. So any way you'd like to guide us now would be wonderful.
Thank you, Caroline. Thank you, everybody, for having me. We're going to do a short grounding exercise and find our way into our bodies in a deeper way. So make sure that you're comfortable in the seat that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can close your eyes if you wish. Let your breath begin to flow softly in and out. And as Caroline is oriented to the stars, just very gently lift up through your spine so you feel a connection upwards towards the stars through the top of the head. And at the same time, feel your roots, feel the contact points with the floor, with the ground, with the chair. And send your awareness and your attention deeply down into the earth. So we find ourselves returning to center. To that central axis that runs through the middle of our physical structure. Remembering the body as we connect to the arcane. And way down underneath the earth of the fires, closest star is beneath our feet, as R.J. Stewart often says. And let any tension from your body relax, whether it's personal or collective, whether it's something from your life or something that you recognize about the current stories and circumstances, just let your body relax deeply. And let your heart soften so that you're even more present than when you began just a few moments ago with this grounding exercise. So important that we ground ourselves every day. You can go out and put your hands on a tree, walk barefoot on the earth, do a meditation like this to connect yourself to your own center, to your own body, to the nature within. And then maintaining that connection with earth, with the stars up above the top of the head, with your soft, open heart space. You can open your eyes and return back to our circle. Thank you, Caroline.
Thank you. That was most useful. As I said to you yesterday, when you were guiding me to stretch and have Saturn's sacral cranial pulse restored, I'm like, this is very, very important. This is very important. It's like, not, you know, some of us are scallywags and evasive tricksters, so we may not be perfect, but it's the direction that we're going in, going, oh, yes, the body. Because I had, since we're all in this dream news together, I had a really dark but useful ayahuasca journey. I won't belabor it in detail, but for the pertinence for us is, it was in a climate where there had been mass killings and murder and shooting just in the news, and so in this journey, I entered into someone who was about to snap and do something terrible. I was inside them. And it's like, oh, that's how that happens. And I did feel this compassion. You know, when pressure comes down in the hot collective atmosphere, you know, it pushes down and it erupts through membranes. thin membranes. Anybody stressed, and psychotic, there's a mass psychosis going on, among the leadership. I mean, Bibi bombed three countries a few days ago, and then they're in, it goes on. But again, our extended all shalom and salam is not the absence of conflict, it's the presence of oneness always. So we are here to make our dedications, because we can't even be who we want to be by ourselves. It's by ourselves that got us into this pickle. So we Saturn going, this is the quality I want to be. This is what I want to feel like. And this is what I want to feel like to others, right? And we all blow it, but this is the rhythm, that we're going for. Because being inside that person, it was like, outsider, and there was a feeling of, well, I actually experienced like I was covered in ticks, right? It was like, whoa, boom, explosive. And part of this began as Pluto was stationing, appeared to be standing still. And again, the planet's not causative, they're narrative and guiding. So there's a descriptive dynamic to the sky dance, and there's a and a symptomatic, and then a guiding, and then a disaster means against the stars, and then a what happens if you don't follow the guiding. So we're here to kind of tap into that, what's available, that rhythm. But just to so all the more important to cool things out, that there are so many thin membrane people, some in positions of great control, right, who are just, and just as, we experiment, these are interrupted traditions, but the power of protection and visualization. Gurdjieff took his students through the heart of the Russian Revolution, and taught them how to be invisible and how to do these, but also invisible, just for our repertoire. I'm going to keep looking at all these things too, if they're necessary, but just to imagine a blue shield around oneself. We were really good at this, at this really crank school in London. You could energetically disappear. You'd just be unnoticed. So it's sometimes useful on the streets and all. But the positive dynamic, it's like what Pat and I did 2 summers ago, in which, there was all this, Biden's too old, and I go, Pat, we got to protect the lad with a pewter shield to deflect black magic, chi sucking. Colin Robinson, the wonderful energy vampire. And do people know the, what we do in the shadows show? No. Okay. Well, just, I hope I remember where I'm going, but cause I'm going to take a detour here. Because it's useful. Right, so it's a parody show about vampires, and it's pretty outrageous and adorable. But there's an energy vampire, Colin Robinson, and he just feeds by going, did I tell you about the thing? And then let me just do this. And he goes, but if I'm low, I go on the internet, and it's just fantastic. Within minutes, I can have hundreds of strangers furious with me. I feed on it. Right. And this is it's an important joke and a true thing. The Dementors feed on that. And out there in that world, the bots, the genocidal Joe is a Russian bot, but it gets picked up. Right. And so the pewter shield, there's black magic at work. I mean, Steve Bannon and all those guys, and it's Bannon and Eric Prince, who's got the largest private army in the world, and Prigozhin, who's dead because Putin killed him, and the Russian thing. And it's all weird underworld. So Colin Robinson, when we do the little clicks or outrage, right, it's very tricky, right? Because we see heartbreakingly outrageous things, like, oh, and somebody had posted that to keep one's heart open when presented with the worst aspects of the human shadow is an assignment, a worthy, like, rather than, fuck you, kill them. Because I don't know about you, but we can feel it. I can feel it, like something so terrible and sad, and it's like, just annihilate the, and it's like, whoo, the atmosphere. So the dream news, our participatory dedication is the dream news to contribute with, undoubtedly countless beings and wolves and the earth herself in filling the collective atmosphere with that which draws forth the best, the calmest, the wisest, the spiciest, the most tricksterish in us all, to supplant. And then just to keep our metaphors rolling, Haruki Murakami, very trippy science fiction Japanese writer. And the part that I distill from his IQ 84 is the two protagonists notice that the world is, and there's two moons. And they ask people, when did the second moon arrive? And they go, we've always had two moons. And then other scarier things, Project 25 kinds of things. And so they go backstage where we are now. They go backstage and they reimagine the world back to itself with some possible liberating embellishments, right? And then at a certain point, they pull the sluice gates, right? So that the backstage imaginal invisible real pours atmospherically into the molecular incarnational actual. So it's like, I think that's a good thing to work with. But back to Colin Robinson, the energy vampire. And Richard often mentions this too. When we click on anything, we're voting. And it all goes to a kind of economics too. I like things. I heart things, I heart things that are tragic because it's like, oh, we are with you. But the little angry emojis, and it's like, just so grievance feeds tyranny, and everything is primed. It's an unconscious cunning plot to elicit grievance to feed on itself. Grief is the community extended across borders, like so just to look at the chart a smidge, and as we speak of the planets, remember, the planets are real and symbolic. They reside within each one of us. We have endogenous receptors, to cannabis and DMT, we are told. Some of us feel. Endogenous is a wonderful word, right? We have intrinsic kind of biological animal receptors to mythology. And astrology too. So part of us knows this language, a language of each planet represents a living quality of intelligence that resides within each of us in unique ways and connects us to the world. So just as I introduce, just feel the thing. So when James was saying, yes, feel the uplift, the feet down. And I love Teresita, Mexican medicine woman, her Aztec granny was saying, feel your feet on the ground, Teresita, and roots going down out of them, deep, 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 deep down into the earth. And Teresita says, grandmother, does this mean I won't be hurt? And her grandmother says, no, child, we all get hurt. It means you won't be overpowered, right? So to forge an alliance with the earth, with bodies, with our animal allies, this necessary experiment of humans humbled into cooperating with nature's guiding genius. And if we, so that's down. And if we look up, regardless of whatever time zone you're in, this is the Eastern time zone. This is the Earth. Here's me. It's kind of us. This is the horizon. But if we look up, at night we get to see a beautiful thing. Jupiter is so bright. And what Jupiter represents is the intelligence of curiosity, and stories and blessing, and it's making a beautiful, what's called a yod, a finger of destiny. I'll say it and translate it and see if you can feel it. So when we go out and look at Jupiter in the sky, very bright, you can't miss it. Rises about an hour ago, around eight or so. Like, whoa, very bright. There you are in Taurus, sensual incarnation, retrograde. All these planets are appearing to move backwards. Something deep, deep has the potential to be brewing inwardly and backstage. I go, ooh, it will station and go forward at 5 degrees Taurus. Some people have planets there on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve is real. It's like the backstage gods go, we'll use everything. We'll use everything to cooperate with everything. So New Year's Eve is real. And what a year, 2024. Well, we could feel the danger. Let me come back to the guiding pattern here. So there's a yod, which is Venus in Libra. And when I got up at 4:37 a.m., because it was the new moon, and part of me was like, yes, I could see Venus rising as the morning star, like very bright. Like, oh, that's so great. So Venus in Libra, Venus in her own sign of Libra, which is the whole realm of cultural relationships, makes a 150-degree angle to Jupiter in Taurus. That's the other Venusian realm. That's sensual, incarnational, participatory animism. You know, everything's alive. However we want to dance with things, even what I've been practicing, to small and large, you know, it's like when something's stuck, like a zipper or something, it's like, oh, and I go, cooperate, let's cooperate. And it's like, funda, right? Just how we animate the world, by what are we inviting it to do with our words and everything. It's all an invitation. But this is such a beautiful, beautiful conversation that is part of all of us now, and available, between cultural Venus and sensual Venus, for us all to be creative, cultural, creative cultural agents, expressors, artists, there we go, on behalf of what we love in ourselves and in nature. The animal, the plant, the thing, the texture, and also, you know, that it is good to be here. This is incarnational blessing. And then a yod is 150-degree angle, Venus to Jupiter, Jupiter to Mercury, and the moon pretty close, in Sagittarius, and a little 60-degree between them, 7 degrees. To 7 degrees. So that's a particular pattern. And it's like a sword and a stone, meaning if we don't work it, it's just, but if we work it, if we put it together, it's like, because we're going to need all of our implements and our visualizing and the pewter shield that I'll remember to get back to. There we go. And here's Mercury in Sagittarius, whose images in the cauldron of the earth, new metals are forming. And it's next to the moon in Sagittarius, all journeying, traveling women with the power of their journey before them are part of this deal. You know, and Sagittarius is no one anything, no one teaching, no one astrology, no one person, no one food, no many, 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 many. You know, and the one is made of the many. And then this very cute little ditty, if I can remember it, fur and feather and it'll come back. Fur and feather and scale and skin, different without, but the same within. Many a body, but one of soul. From all creatures are the gods made whole. Yeah, it's a pagan, and it's a not very cheesy good pagan chant. So it's, again, to be a voice gathered from all over, all of us, all the different chapters of our lives, everything we've ever done. You know, so this yod again, and then I'll just draw a little design, but say it in English. So Venus to Jupiter, and then Jupiter has this beautiful connection to Saturn stationing in Pisces. This is our dedication. We can see Saturn at night. It's much fainter. Jupiter, very bright. Saturn. And you can see that there's Let me just check one thing. No, that's quite good. But so Jupiter is reminding us, just like James was guiding, these simple things that recalibrate us and our efficacy in the world to deal with so much in a responsive way. The early Kabbalistic, we draw from all traditions, the magic of all traditions reporting in. It's like they all started off as one thing and then they diasporaed, and now we're calling it all back. You know, what I've said before, the New Orleans Voodoo Tarot is a fabulous syncretism of Kabbalistic Jewish mysticism and Ifa, the animistic traditions of Africa. And I said to my friend Marcelino Cuban Santero, I go, they did a great job of syncretizing these different traditions. And he said, that's because they started off together. And I go, oh, that's so cool. Right? All these traditions started off together and they went, boom. And now we want to call them back on. And they went too, and then some people, some outsourced Saturns were like, oh, fight. And it's like, no, they belong together. And speaking of which, when people go, oh, the heart, you know, the mind can't be trusted. We go, no, the mind is a great thing. Mind and heart love each other. Absolutely. Anyway, it's a democracy. Everything, rather than or you know, drink these mushrooms and hate coffee. No, we love coffee. Anyway, back to here. So Saturn, when we see it, and we're just talking about it now, is this deep, you know, what is our dedication? You know, what is our dedication? And Saturn says the backstage invisible dedication magnetizes actual opportunity. The blessing part of the Kabbalistic magic tradition is very simple. They just say, you know, I'll do a speedier version because I'm not James, right? But something to practice in the morning is wonderful, but or anytime one is feeling too human, and you just bless all creatures above, just. And then receive blessing from all creatures above and below, and receive and bless everything in the east, you know, the neighbors, the thing, the far, go out as far as possible, as though one was sitting with dogs and doing dog mind far out there, and receive blessing from the east and to the south, and receive. Into the west, all creatures, and all the neighbors, and all the neighbors, and all the neighbors, and receive blessing, and the north. And what they said was, if it feels like the slightest bit of effort, that's not it. This is intrinsic. Reciprocal blessing is the beautiful Maria Sabina. Let the to and fro of the ocean, you know, hold you. And it's like, right? The opposite of the energy vampire, Colin Robinson, right? It's like sucking chi, right? As opposed to whoo, setting up that current. And then Colin Robinson has, in one of the later episodes, they're short, but he finds an old girlfriend who's an emotional energy vampire, and she can drain the room. Like, oh, my childhood was just terrible. And Colin Robinson goes, God, she's good. You know, she can just drain a room in 3 minutes. And so it's daring, right? It's daring to, you know, but it's a useful thing, right? As opposed to, you know, that current that we want to step into. So, what shall we do? And you know, I do in the course of our cahooting, aspire and invite all of your help to make this as counsel-y as we want. I'm presenting things, but feel free to hold a hand up or what does that mean? And we will explore ways to and fro more. And certainly what I'm about to propose, you can feel free to express if you're whatever you think. So I'm gonna put well, I'm gonna let's see. I'm gonna put the state of Israel in the center, without presumption. Okay, so here we go. All right, so the founding of Israel is May, there's two dates, but May 14th, 1948, at 6 p.m. Maybe 6 p.m. But you know, do states, well, anything that's born of a moment of time has a chart, you know, and we look at it and we go, you know, the sun, when is the inner circle is where the planets were when Israel was founded, and the outer circle is where all the planets are now. And we go, so just the sun was at 23 degrees of Taurus when Israel was founded. Uranus, awakening through change, experiment, trickster, must have kinship with the earth, cooperate with this dynamic or it will happen to you, is going forwards and backwards and forwards over the Israel's sun. And we're here to animate, contribute, offer to the backstage divine, like, how could this go? In a good way. What's a bad way? We're seeing that already. But what's a fun, maybe that's not the too soon to use that word, but we're going to what would liberate Israel? And I'm going to propose some things that we envision and the power of envisioning. I hope to come back to the pewter shield. But we envision Israel being liberated from Bibi. We envision Israel being liberated from the extreme right wing, so corresponding to the toxicity around the world in our own country as well. You know, and we envision the land, this is what it says. We envision the land everywhere through the current dream form of Israel, that the land itself be liberated, right? You know, and here's Uranus at the degree of white dove flying over troubled water, and we go, woo, Jupiter will conjoin Uranus on May 21st. I think that's right. I think that's right. 2024. It's a big awareness. And again, this is nothing to be believed in. It's like entertain possibilities, like, you know, or else to actually feel this, that these two intelligences of earth-based animistic participatory renaissance are coming together to offer who wants to dance. Who wants to engage in necessary miracles to go to the root issue of this horror, long brewing, so much to know, all of it good to know. But then so it's a forwards and backwards, the liberating of the earth. And the liberating from Bibi. There's more on this image I want to invite us to animate as a way it could go. I love this North Node. This is something I think to animate in the populace of those who live there. But again, you know, everybody, right? We're all in this dream together. You know, this is the Israel part of ourselves, right? And just to go backwards to the beginning of the dream councils, but going backwards to my wonderful mentor, Donna Graham, who was part of our trickster training, but she was a dream mentor years ago in just so wonderful ways. And the frame was that people would tell their dreams and nobody else was supposed to interpret. And then Donna would guide them to retell the dream in which everything in the dream was them. And the thing I often use, just the little small thing, somebody would say, I dreamt I had a conversation with a friend outside on the street outside my house. And Donna would say, well, when's the last time you spoke to that friend? And they go, oh, 20 years ago. So then I dreamt I spoke to a part of myself I hadn't spoken to in 20 years. And you could see people going, oh. And the woman who dreamt of the tornado had a long time before she said, I dreamt about the swirling, violent parts of myself. But when she did, she and the whole room relaxed, like, oh. You know, we're responsible for dreaming the world into being, you know, and just as part of our beautiful dynamic, you don't need to follow. I can barely follow the chart myself, but the outer rim, all the Scorpio planets are trining Neptune. A trine is like greased lightning. It's a 120-degree angle. If you're working with the intelligence is, it's great. If you're not, you're possessed. It's like either we know the myths and the stories that are in play and participate in them, or they happen to us. Either the Israel part of our dream, you know, understands the forces at play truly and the danger at play. Right now, you know, our beautiful Venus has a 135 degree angle to Uranus, and that's an angle that I understand as awareness of danger. Awareness of danger is crucial. That's not reactive. That's responsible, right? Awareness of danger to in so much, and that's we can't afford this warfare. There's a huger crisis. So these planets just out here in the sky, you know, trying beautiful Neptune dreams, vision, imagination, and Neptune. To all of us, you know, let me just distill it into a sentence without worrying about what all this. What Uranus transits, Neptune sextiles, and Jupiter will trine. All right, what is shaking up now in all of us, you know, is the protoplasm of reality is especially receptive to imaginative imprint. That it's shaken up. You know, it's like my friend Susan Shannon, who worked the Tibetan Buddhist ministry in San Quentin, and she said she loved it when the men, even imprisoned, you know, but they were working on their lives, and she said she loved it when they came to experience themselves as wet clay on the wheel, right? No matter what the constraints, they still had the freedom to have their whole life be wet clay on the wheel. And this is very wet clay on the wheel. You know, like, all right, you know, and Pluto chimes in out there as an intelligence and says, is this the most beautiful possible world, right? And if not, toss it into the cauldron and ladle out the onstage, the backstage desirable, but also to magnetize the opportunity. This is full of opportunity. It's like the backstage gods are going, we're going to give you us. You know, this opportunity of Jupiter Uranus in the spring of 2024 at the height of madness and tyranny around the world, this opportunity to cooperate with everything you love in nature, with bodies, with all of that. And Neptune says, remember our indigenous selves knew, like the Lakota elder who told me about this when I first began to live with the coyote. We Lakota did not hunt alone. We would go into a reverie and go into backstage, and we would broker a working alliance with the wolves and coyotes, and we would all hunt together for a season. And if you want to destroy our culture, our Lakota culture, and the earth, have people forget this. And Neptune is, what have we forgotten that we must remember? You know, and it's like, remember our capacity to go into a reverie backstage to negotiate in ways that will pour into onstage in tangible goodness, you know, and to see ourselves, you know, gathered from all over. Well, it's kind of fun. If we think of the outer chart as us, the moon, let's say it's us. We're trining Israel's Pluto, which is Barack Obama's son. I don't know how to, you know, these are tricky things, you know. But our capacity to like seeing the miraculous thing, you know. Saturn says we don't need to know how yet, but visioning, and that's where I wanna offer to us this experiment. So there's Israel. It's. You know, one of my friends at the Commonweal Gathering, again, these, you know, progressive Israeli gay Jewish men, said, do you think the state of Israel will survive? And it's like, that's a question. You know, it will change. It will change, you know, and it's, you know, how so and how shall we see that? And then. Yeah, it's got a grand trine in fire. I'm just looking up one thing, but feel free to ruminate or ask questions while I temporarily space out. Well, except that Saturn's image, right? I mean, there can be the demonic and the desirable. Saturn's image is a volunteer church choir. Taurus is the throat, you know, it's again singing and chanting. And again, remembering with the power of this new moon that the, you know, it was Sean who told me this so long ago that the Chechnya war, Russia's war in Chechnya, began to end when the mothers marched into Chechnya to take their men home. You can't have my husband or my son. We want this deep changing of heart. The North Node is in the midst of a wild storm, a stranger walks into town wearing a silk top hat, carrying a large black bag, the doctor, magician, collaborator with natural forces. Well, there's many toxic versions of that. But remember, my friend David Grimes, when he was uncomfortable in Israel, but he climbed over barbed wire and passed soldiers with guns to track the Jordan River to its source. And it begins in a cave sacred to Pan. It's like, oh, so everything right now is like track back, track back. So, all right, we wish it well. We would, whatever it wants to be, the will complex things, but it is pretty specific. And Pluto in the sky is at 28 Capricorn. Israel's Pluto is 28 Libra, 28 Leo. So it's like, oh, it's a yod. It's a challenging assignment to get quite different things to do together. But on the descriptive level, we all know, I mean, nothing tells us things we don't know, that, you know, this is a powder keg. Yeah. So awareness of danger is crucial. The whole thing, you know, that Hamas wanted this horrific response. It's like, good. That's what we wanted. You know, Israel's bombing Hezbollah and wants them to fool, which would then allow that thing, right? So here's the cool out. And the atmospheric mist made of psilocybe mushrooms and lavender, or whatever we want to do. The Dementor team, caring nothing about community or grief, or life, you know, is practicing black magic Dementor magic. And as I said, you know, Steve Bannon, those people are schooled in it, schooled in manipulation of images. And so we go, well, we want to take back the sacred images, but Leo, we always say, create ritual or live melodrama. In this case, it's Pluto. It's right. The people in the Israeli Congress were talking about nuking Gaza. And then Bibi was like, oh, no, that would ruin our beach resort. You know, there's a lot of nefarious. It's like, no, you can't. Listen to Heather Cox Richardson for a sane guide, you know, and so we're going to say a fond temporary farewell to Israel. And I'm going to put up Joe Biden just for the so we have the news and there's the predictable reactive news. And it's like, oh, Biden, what a, he's old and this and things like. So it's challenging, right, to go, I think he's our guy to get America through America's Pluto return. He's very steady. He's put incredibly smart young women in charge of climate. But also just, you know, there's the many newses, and I'm heartened to always look at the news and then follow it with the astrology. What are the mythic forces at work? And part of our dedication, may it be so, to be agents of liberating blessing, right, of trickster, is that we always, we aspire to leave room for other people to behave in unexpectedly appropriate ways. Leaving room, not counting on it, but leaving room, you know, so that Neptune says dissolve things, crucial, dissolve the limiting cartoons we might have of others. Keep the spicy critique. Right. Dissolve the limiting cartoons as we invite others to dissolve the limiting cartoons they may have of us. Being a youngest. Right. It's like, you know, some respect. You know. But so here's, never underestimate a Scorpio, multiple Scorpio. His son's image is the king of the fairies. Right. And Sean has talked about, you know, his Celtic heritage. You know, and the magic. And I've seen, and the man knows grief. So when he went over to Israel, Israel loved him because he went and grieved with the families of the hostages, and Bibi did not. And everywhere there were signs of, you know, thank you, Joe Biden, for grieving. He knows grief. And again, grief is the antidote to grievance, right? So there's an interesting path opening. I have been frustrated because the horror in Gaza is so much. It's like, Biden. I can feel like Biden just did. And it's like, and then imagine like the ayahuasca. I was inside the mind of somebody who was about to go nuts and explode and kill people. You know, and then the least we can do is like to be the pewter shield around Biden that we put, Pat and I, 2 summers ago, so that he could have, so that his soul could speak to him, and so that he could deflect the sucking chi. I mean, the man has a schedule that, you know, I mean, they've been working nonstop on the hostages, and we have a headline that we want to see animated. So nobody's one story, you know, so, and whatever we speak to another is what we're feeding and encouraging. So when Pat and I said, let's imagine a pewter shield around Biden just to, and she goes and around the 10 acres of the White House too, cause she worked there. And then she called up and said, hey, you know, Joe Manchin changed his mind. They passed the biggest, you know, environmental legislation in the history of anything. And you know, let's keep this up. When I hosted my wonderful friend Diane Wilson on the radio, 2 weeks ago and last week too, she is indefatigable Libra outside. You know, she's a mega activist. Won a $50 million lawsuit against Formosa Plastics for polluting the environment. Put $20 million into a fisherman's co-op, and just, I mean, it all went to the community, but still the corporations pollute. So she texted me that she goes, I'm in a ditch outside of Formosa on a 40-day hunger strike to draw attention to the worst ocean disaster that everybody's never heard of, which is what Formosa did in Vietnam. They poisoned the entire ocean, right? And it's just, we don't hear about this. And I go, unless, you know, people like Diane, and I go, all right, I'm with you. She goes, I now need, you know, I've done the political, I've done the financial, I need the spiritual. And I go, oh, that's great. So we did a good thing. You can listen. But I called her afterwards, and we were talking as two fellow Libras, and she goes, oh, Formosa, they've got this big old pickup truck that's, you know, bumping my bumper. They're trying to push me and my truck into the ditch. I go, all right, Diane, Saturn is exalted in Libra. Let's imagine a pewter shield of safety and reflection around you and your van, around you and your van. She goes, God, it worked. They just backed off and went away. It's like, yeah, and I talked to her a week later. They still stayed there. Anyway, we want to play with these things. We want to play with these things, these different skills. So here's Joe Biden. The reason I'm going to pitch something to us, which Heather Cox Richardson, it's in the air. Again, it's something to be seen. So this is Joe Biden's chart. Moon exalted in Taurus. Saturn in the sky, exactly sextile it. The man knows grief, loves the earth, and is really good at grief, public grief rituals. Remember the transition, the bumpy transition into his initial presidency, and so many people had died of COVID, right? And the whole chaos thing, and he held a public, silent ceremony at the Lincoln Memorial, and it was like real. It's like, we need this, that form of transformative theater that we just saw the possibility of in Israel's chart. We need a huge grief ritual, right? And everybody contributing. But I think we want to see path opening, and again, offer to the great all going, or else something better, you know, whatever. But Neptune's trining his son. He is, we can see paths opening. He's a back channel guy. And there's a lot of back channels. They're talking to Hamas and things. And I have a Well, let me just bring it forward here for something for us to visualize. Let me see if I can do this. Yes, I can do this. Here, I'll just come back into human form for this. Now I've lost my notes. Okay, there we go. It is so horrific. I mean, I'm just intimately engaged in people putting news out from Israel, the peace people, the hostage families, the complexity of the narratives, and following so many people in Gaza, like, oh, otherwise we wouldn't know. And some people that you know and love for weeks, and then they're killed, and it's like, oh. So, and the babies and the children, it's just horrific. So, bring us and Biden to our knees. Here's the vision I invite us to. See the path opening for Biden to address the Knesset. Bibi did address the U.S. Congress, right? The Republican thugs had Bibi, right? Tyrant to tyrant, but Biden has earned that trust because he grieved, right? So we want to see, Biden speaking to the addressing the Knesset. It's dodgy, but this is it's got to go this way. Again, that's why we need dream council and images and all the backstage gods and the pewter shields and what is truly best and the grief ritual across all borders. And again, impossible. But Uranus transits are impossible or nothing, and it's got to be, we got to get rid of Netanyahu. Oh, the Israeli public wants to, and those thugs who are just, who are, that can get a strong reaction. they speak about annihilating and, just horrible, horrible poison, lowest nadir, devolutionary nadir of our rogue species, right? That in charge there. So those guys, Neptune, we don't know how, but we'd like them to move off stage. But I have some thoughts to a customized underworld. Remember when Mars is, when Hercules is behaving badly, the gods get together and laying waste to the world. The gods get together and sentence him to go to the underworld to learn knitting and weaving. So we are not punitive, but we might be witty, ironic, and mythologically deft of some kind, just to see the underworld populated with, put in your favorite tyrant, knitting tea cozies, just knitting tea cozies. There we go. Because any suppression, Pluto says, that is dangerous and volatile in direct proportion to the force of its exclusion. It's like, right. And then, So I think to go deep into grief, grief across borders, and to be able to calmly convey, but let's do the backstage thing. We know that, say, in our own lives, this is very eighth house reverie, if, in our own lives, if there's somebody we can't speak with, it's like, well, go reverie. It's like negotiating with the wolves and coyotes. Go backstage, put out two cups of tea, one for self and one for the spiritual supervisor of the other, and have the conversation you wish you could have. It's a really great experiment. I've seen it take molecular actuality. So it's like experiment. So and to say, this cruelty recruits for Hamas. However this can be conveyed, this simple truth, this is makes everybody less safe. The world is united in a ferocious enmity to Israel now. It's like, it's hot, and again, it's complex where we weave and bless and connect with what's possible and defuse polarity as serving tyranny, no matter what it calls itself. And so the pro-Palestinian rallies and marches, very important, very beautiful, very powerful. And then we just want to, that it not be against Israeli citizens or Israeli any government, yes, Bibi going away, but it not get into the mob mind of the grievance, the cunning man that causes somebody to pick up a stick and then somebody else, and then this, well, even Congress, right? There's the Republicans were fist fighting today in third grade recess like style, but no, that does a disservice to third. I mean, again, another form of the devolutionary nature of our rogue species. All right, so there's that. Things that are being worked on in back channels is I would like to propose for our visualization is headline: Biden negotiates hostage release, bombardment stops. I think. And everybody's encouraged to write headlines, right? I'm putting that one on the mojo. While the song was playing, I have this powerful umpepu, you know, from Sangomas of South Africa. Thank you, Rod Suskin. And it's a kind of muti, power and medicine. I'm just gonna light some more up right now for fun, for efficacy. Efficacy. And he said, this is, he grew this for me. It's quite old and I figure might as well use it. Right. So it opens the channels. He said, this is for medicine people. This is for everybody here. Thank you, Sandra. Yeah. This is for everybody here telepathically, ear around the back of the head. It opens the channels to the ancestors, for the ancestors to come on in for this time, this new moon Scorpio for the dead. And I love redefining the word forgive as to mean to give energy for change, because then who couldn't we forgive? And we ask the forgiveness from the dead, like, oh my God, you know, right? So Biden negotiates hostage release, bombardment ceases. Soon, but again, opening that thing up. Bibi gets taken to the underworld to learn knitting and weaving, and is left with no Wi-Fi and a plate of psilocybe mushrooms. Hamas is offered the terrible punishment of interviews with Piers Morgan. It's a terrible torment, and many implode, right? Those who do not implode and survive the Piers Morgan travail are offered haven in Qatar and a plate of psilocybe mushrooms and reminded relieved of their illusion, like, no, it's not 108 virgins that greet you as you're a martyr. It's 108 angry vegans with rolling pins. Shapeshift the mythology, right? And then what we see, food, medicine, water pouring in to organize a massive grief ritual. You know, I call on my wonderful friend Lily Yeh. I haven't seen her in a while. Hope she's doing great, but does many things on YouTube. Libra, a wonderful, wonderful woman who would go, she was a successful landscape artist and was like, this is not enough, in her 50s, early 60s, and decided to go to really suffering places and to draw forth Venus in the most clean and non-colonial kind of way. She went to South Central Philadelphia. She went to the school for immigrants in Beijing, China, the Dandelion School. And where they began to paint beautiful, there's so much beauty and art in Israel and Palestine, beautiful magic things, you know, bring it all alive. So Lily would get, you know, the children always come out first to, you know, and the school was like, looks like a prison, must be a school. And then they paint protective dragons and things, you know, and all of that. And then this one young woman said, since Lily drew forth my creativity, I am no longer willing to accept the fate that was assigned me. I go, powerful Venus. And then she went to Survivor's Village in Rwanda, where people had lost limbs and were in their huts and unable to move, and often the only surviving members of their village are, you know, just terrible. And so she arrives and, you know, at first the children will come out and she goes, first, they haven't grieved. There were piles of bones. We have to grieve before we can do anything. And it's on YouTube. It's just powerful, useful to bring up now. The kids all arrange the bones, right? The bones of their ancestors once they're friends, you know, and in this beautiful way, and everyone comes out of their huts for the first time in a long time, and they weep, and then magic starts to happen. The kids paint a cow on their house, and somebody gives them a cow, and they're like, oh. They paint a computer, and somebody paints them a computer. And then they painted a solar panel, and Lily thought, well, how cool is that? So she got investors from America to come over and manufacture solar panels in Survivor Village, the saddest, most bleak, most destroyed place, you know, one of them in the world. And it became this little place, one of the main places where solar panels were being manufactured in Africa. And it's like, oh my God. And I last talked to her when she'd gotten back from Israel and Gaza, and she said, I can't talk about it. It's the toughest, right? And we go, right. But to bring that, you know, to bring that, the grieving ritual, to see the rebuilding, you know, with hempcrete, right? The you know, again, necessary miracles, but. Yeah, and the ancestors and the dead. We ask for help from the dead. It's like, all right, Netanyahu dissolves, two-state solution in play. Necessary miracles, seeing the path open. And I just want to go back to seeing that. You know, and it, again, it's challenging. It's true. My wonderful progressive allies, you know, I have to insource my Saturn to presume to mention cooperating with Biden in any way so that I'm not cringing in front of my friends. So there we go. So we all say, you know, in full understanding, you know, all stories, right? But critique, discourage, and encourage. And here we're experimenting with what are our skills, and the fabulous movie Lives of Others, long ago movie, maybe 20 years. It's about how the sociopathic heart can bloom again. It's a true story, you know, movie. But the minute you wonder that movie, you go, this was made by dedicated people. Like, oh my God, they made it for a purpose. It's about a Stasi torturer, spy and torturer, who is set to spy on artists. And Venus opens his heart and restores his moral character. But it's very earned. It's not like, oh, la, la, la. It's like, not everybody, but you never know, right? And, you know, and a quirky thing is that Biden and Robert F. Kennedy Sr. are the same birthday. So who knows what RFK Jr., what kinky thing he's working out with dad. But Scorpios start off befoibled, right? They you know, but anyway, never mind that. So back to that clear thing, you know, and in our own circumstance. And so, but let me, where am I? Oh, yes. Let me go back to the chart for fun. But let me check in with people. Are we game? Are we game to seeing Biden addressing the Knesset, to seeing a miracle of sane, reverent common sense opening up? Of seeing, you know, Biden negotiates hostage release. They're working on it. We just want to add this. I want to add the metaphysical and the practical. So when Patricia Ewing and I were doing the pewter shield around Biden, you know, to protect his soul so he could speak to himself and do whatever good is possible, which was quite a lot. Invisible, it's amazing, but quite a lot. You know, this is the issue over Gaza has been, you know, my, like, I would go, does it for Biden? It's like, no, let's imagine ourselves into that circumstance. But I do like imagining repurposing the 1.5 latest $1 billion in weapons repurposed for hempcrete green building, in Gaza and the West Bank, right? See, part of the whole crucial thing, boundaries, 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 is Bibi withdrew the military from the Gaza border. It as everybody said who worked there, you couldn't have a butterfly near there without people. Like, he withdrew the military from the Gaza border to put them in the West Bank for illegal, even by Israeli law, settlers booting Palestinians out of their houses in the West Bank, and it's illegal and it's horrific and violent, and whatever. And so he did that, and he got all this intelligence from America and Egypt. Like, there's a big Hamas thing brewing, and Bibi just thought, like, 9/11, that'll be good for me. It can't be that big, or even if it is, that keeps me out of prison. Remember, he's facing prison. This is so much of this horror is so one man can stay out of prison. It parallels to our own horrific domestic circumstance. So two state, we put on the table two state solution, the thing, and to begin to see. I mean, there's people doing hempcrete in Ukraine, right? There's a, Richard knows about this, a major like green building in Ukraine. And it's like, this is the Jupiter Uranus, opportunity. When it's falling apart, if we're not caught up in the hot reactivity to go, here's a better story. And it comes with, jobs and things, and look how beautiful. Remember that just these simple things I've been working with for years, but now let's play that we all have a magic mirror, right? So we hold a mirror up to anything and go, look, it sucks in detail, right? And then with a wave of our paw, we turn the mirror into a window, but look how beautiful it could be. And then with another wave of our paw, into a door. Let's go there. Right. Antonio Machado says, what have we done with the garden entrusted to us? And he said that 100 years ago, right? It's like, we have been very bad stewards, very ill-mannered rogue species, right? And we ask for forgiveness. We ask for energy for change, right? So anyway, so I'm just putting my two bits here, which is I'm back seeing. I like this desirable vision. Biden addresses the Knesset soon, maybe soon. Hearts open, necessary miracle. Bibi goes away. Renegotiate two-state solution. People, hostages released. Are we up for that? Is that like a good idea, team? Do we? All right. All righty. Then we've done good work. And to reward us for good work, something I blew past, but I have a very short little video before our finale thing. And this is from, so anyway, so we go, Saturn is, oh, anyway, never mind all that. You've got the gist of the thing, but Neptune's turning his sun. I think he can be an agent for the thing. All right. So we say goodbye to that. All right. And then something I forgot about, but it's the perfect time. So we have a very short little film, it's like 18 seconds that my friend Merlin Sheldrake sent me from the Day of the Dead in Oaxaca. And he was at Maria Sabina's grave. So here's our symmetry. We start with that beautiful, beautiful song, Maria Sabina's words. Merlin was at Maria Sabina's grave on the Day of the Dead, and he said, the veils are very thin. So you can feel the thing. There we go. And I said, oh, you're honoring Pluto. And he goes, mushrooms are a great way to honor Pluto. And he sent me this very short little video. Can we cue that up? Oh, great, Backstage Badger. That's it. But I think it's just the right jaunty spirit. It's like, that's us. That's us. That's the way, we honor Pluto. We honor Pluto. To honor Pluto, all the cultures say, when you meet demons in the underworld, you always ask them, what's your story? Which is why we're giving Hamas to Piers Morgan. I think that's a wonderful I like it myself a lot, because he's such a primitive, exasperating organism. But again, you know, it's to liberate our fierce and our whimsy, everything offered, like, or whatever the great all thinks would be more witty, you know, a just thing. But there's that. Anybody want to, yes, we will make sure. Yeah, Sandra says, you know, where is this available? What the beautiful, beautiful song. Yeah, we'll send it out in our notes tomorrow. It is so great. Oh, and Aaron, how wonderful you put the lyrics to the song. Or you posted it already. Oh, you truly artist of order. That's good. That's good. That's great. Wonderful. Elizabeth, thanks. James, yes, thank you for the grounding meditation. We'll take that with us. Can we have the lyrics to the pagan chant? If I can remember them again, fur and feather and skin and scale. No, fur and feather and scale and skin, different without, but the same within. Many a body, but one of soul, from all creatures are the gods made whole. If I remember it in the morning, I'll send it to you. So that's good. May we and the U.S. finally become aware of the extent, says Susan, to which we, through our government, have fed the military advancement. Yeah, Israel, we hired Israel to train our cops, right? It's really hair-raising. There's, again, you know, bogus be gone, you know, and the power of boomerang. Anything bad coming at life returns boomerang with a pie in the face, a lemon meringue pie, just boom thing. Right. Oh, yeah. No. It's a good time to do research. I mean, I'm, you know, and again, you know, with James's grounding, it's kind of important because, you know, the dark of the moon before the new moon. I was like, I'm going to check my phone again. And sometimes that's just addicted nonsense. But sometimes it's like there's some crucial, like, oh, that person, you know, I mean, they're 8 hours ahead of us in Gaza, and they just said that beautiful, you know. So again, how to be calibrated. You know, Yorna says, you know, some people have the stronger transit, you know, but we're all in this thing together. If we're moving into a field of enhanced necessary miracle connectivity, you know, who brought what, then for each one of us just to wonder, like, well, what's the quality? How do we want to hone and calibrate our signal? You know, and when we head out into, some of us, social media, some people here are like, I don't watch the news. It's like, we do that for you. You have the dream news. You watch nature, you know. Oh, well, there's news everywhere. What do the trees say? And that's something in our ongoing council that I want to, you know, offer and encourage, that people can do scouting reports from their neighborhoods, because anything anywhere is everywhere. You know, there's tyranny everywhere and cool, good things, right? And to do scouting reports going, here's the issues. We have our North Carolina bureau chief, Elizabeth, right? And that's an intense place. Oh, my God. You know, democracy, life, death everywhere. And then, you know, we can also experiment with, you know, our collective customized blessings for neighborhoods on request. You know, and being tricksters, they're always liberating blessings. We're allowed to set in motion anything of which we would be the happy recipient. But there's a lot of room there. And that's where we want to kind of play and craft. So, good. All right. Liberate Israel from fear and duality. Well, and then everywhere. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, Hamas has been super oppressive to Palestinians. I mean, super oppressive. Right. Again, tyranny, community grieving. And I think seeing a massive global grieving ritual of asking for forgiveness from the earth and all our kin, and from the dead and from the children. Like, you know, Doris Lessing had a great thing in Shikasta, in which the white race is put on trial and in the globe, and they're found guilty. There's no punishment, but it's the ritual, it's the truth and reconciliation. No, and again, I think so for us just to go, global grieving starting, it was the one state solution that always wanted to envision Jerusalem as a global capital of peace, which would create, an incredible money flow for the entire Middle East to flourish. All they had to give up was enmity, the one state solution. It's challenging to imagine, but two states to one state to no state would be good anyway, but inch by inch, as the homily says, yard by yard, life is hard, inch by inch, life's a cinch. So just the next necessary miracle, two-state solution, Bibi, take your hands off and you go to prison. It doesn't have to be horrible. It can be an underground cave where you're knitting and you're only offered psilocybe mushrooms or whatever you want to do. So good. Yes, Martine. We will address all these things in the notes. That's right. Mars and Scorpio Kazemi. Yeah, we love the phrase Kazemi. Woof woof. Let's liberate Mars to be the Sermon on the Mount. Mars as protector, Mars as protector of the Earth, Mars as sizzle, as positive intrigue to do really cool, good things, to liberate, whoops, to liberate from the nefarious cruelty as so unimaginative, and all that incredible strategy and sometimes genius in doing harm or swindles or cons, to be liberated into, how about doing cool stuff? Yes, in Lilier, that's great. That's great. Well, let's animate Ben's comment to a more personal level, but my headline is, my Palestinian loved ones invite me to have tea in an abundantly joyous cafe, and my Israeli loved ones walk under nearby olive trees where they open to new possibilities. That's very beautiful. So wonderful, wonderful, cool. Yes, that's great. That's wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Okay, well, we have our rousing and fierce and redemptive outro, and feel free to undulate to it. It's the always great evergreen third world. Here we go. Thank you, team.
Everybody, come on. Once it would ask, I'd like to say, come on. The song was written by Third World and Stevie Wonder. Let me hear from the brother, Mr. Stevie Wonder. Come on, yeah. Can somebody scream, y'all? Yeah. Okay. How you play your hand. Oh, we're fighting, it's the writing from those who say they know. And if that's true, we know just who you'd be picking to go. But the beat you are playing to what Jah is saying is wrong. And we do recommend that you stop before it's too far over. And I just gotta say, playing us too close. My people down there in the prisons, I said they're playing us too close. Can't you see how my children suffer? I said they're playing us too close. Hey! Every day there's so much frustration. I said they're playing us too close. We're losing our patience, so take heed and do let it be. That I told you today, Jah Jah saying, don't play me so low. preach a Bible you don't want to obey. But you're writing your own ticket to the price you will pay. As you hold back another drawback, it's not to us alone. Time will make you to a prisoner before you see the Lord. But the melody that you are playing is in the wrong key. Oh, just choir sings out to all. Every word on the knee, and I'm just gonna tell them y'all.
You played us too close.
My brothers and sisters down there in the ghetto.
You played us too close.
Every day, my children suffer. Yeah.
You played us too close.
Can't you see the young people? We don't want no more frustration. Oh, Lord.
You played us too close.
Every day, can't you see we're losing our patience? Take heed, let it be known that I told you today. Jaja say it. Oh, yeah. We have to, on this beautiful day, we have to give thanks and praise to Amnesty International. Come on, y'all, let me hear it for Amnesty International, yo. Because that is to show that people in this world still care. We still care, yes we do. Hey Richard, Ebo, Cat, and William the drums, can we all say, can we all put our voices to say, can we say, say?
We're gonna raise our part of time for Jaja love can rule the world. You need to raise your part of time so Jaja love can rule the world. So Jaja love can rule the world.
Say
we're gonna raise our conscious time. So Jaja love can rule the world.
Thank you, team. That's Mars Kazemi.
Thank you, Caroline. Beautiful.
Thank you. Woof, 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 woof. We shall reconvene next week. Mwah.